my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management.
If animals learn to speak our language, I'm certain their first word would be, why?
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. In today's show, we're featuring vegan feminist educators. In San Diego, California, Ellen Erickson. Northern Virginia, Ren Steele. And in Arizona, Annie McMahon. Hi, Ellen.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene, for having me again.
I'm really honored. We greatly appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you in getting the word out about what's going on this planet. It's very important what you're doing.
We just got to keep at it.
Absolutely. It's a daily job.
Thanks. And can you share with us some of your wise words about the Me Too campaign and how we need to include all females?
Right. Well, the Me Too campaign touched me personally because as a teenager, I was brutally attacked and I fought off my perpetrator and took him to court, and justice was served, although it was very hard to go to court at that young age. And having that experience just made me realize throughout my whole life, not just with the Me Too, that the rights of all beings, especially women, that are sexually exploited and raped and abused for their bodies, has to be part of this movement. Because women that are feminists have to be vegan. It encompasses every female being on this planet, human or non-human. And I think we need to speak about it daily and let people know that our friends and our family, the non-human animals, are the most exploited and oppressed beings on this planet. They are raped, brutalized for body parts and reproduction that just doesn't need to happen.
That's so true. And it is pure violence. Their heads are locked in metal bars on rape racks. The chickens and turkeys, those females are flipped upside down. They have instruments forcibly penetrated into them. And it's horror, just absolute horror. To millions and billions of them, human populations just closing their eyes. They tell us, don't tell me, I don't want to see it, I don't want to hear it.
Right, no one thinks about what the animals have to endure to get on their plate. And when I do outreach, I talk about this to people that I'm speaking to because they don't have any idea. They think it's all natural and they don't understand that it is total violence towards these animals.
And what do you think can help people to come out of denial and ignorance?
Well, we have to keep being a voice for the animals. We have to tell everyone. I mean, certainly the meat and dairy industry is not going to be putting this in the media and sharing this information. Most of the humans are kept in the dark about how and where their food comes from, or their so-called food comes from. And we need to continue educating. Shows like yours are educating the population, and we have to keep sharing it. Social media now is, you know, also a great place to share. And we just have to keep being a voice. And this year, the Women's March is happening again in January here in San Diego. And as you know, I wasn't well received there last year because of my sign talking about this total topic about non-human animals being exploited. So this year I will be going back with my same message. I'll be marching for all the females on this planet, not just the human females. And my message will be clear. All beings deserve the same rights, human and non-human.
Exactly. And it is just mind-boggling to me when women who are involved in the Women's March, and I know it's a big march happening in D.C. too in January, and that women who call themselves feminists who are not vegan refuse to acknowledge that when we're not vegan, we are in the same role as patriarchal perpetrators in that way of not wanting to acknowledge the discrimination, the subjugation, the violence, the oppression, and then maintaining a sense of superiority, privilege, and entitlement. So the women who are involved in the Women's March are not acknowledging that by continuing to choose to remain as carnists, it's the same violence and the same vile actions and attitudes as that which they're marching against.
I know, I agree with you 100%. I mean, at the end of the march last year, or the last Women's March here, I wanted to speak at the end of the march for all the females on this planet, and they would not let me say even 30 seconds of what I wanted to say about the animals. I mean, they shut me down. They didn't want me in this large crowd, even with my sign, because my sign said, you can't have feminism without veganism. And, you know, I was just shut up. But, you know, there were a few of us marching, and we were able to talk to a lot of women at the march, and a lot of them never even made the connection until we said anything. So it's important that we keep advocating as women for all women on this planet.
Yes, thank you, Ellen. And Ellen, is there any other additional messages that you can leave with our listeners?
Well, I just want to say that it's important that everyone uses their voice, educates, and stays empowered, and stays active, and to keep making a difference. Because there's, you know, just a few of us out there actually on this mass planet that needs to be doing this, and we need to continue it daily.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you very much. And what protests do you have coming up throughout November and December?
Well, this Saturday we're finishing up the short season at the Del Mar Racetrack for all the horses that are abused and killed there. And then in December, there's a SeaWorld protest on December 10th. The theme for the protest is for Corky, an orca that has been in captivity for 48 years that has also been raped and abused by the entertainment industry, and just doing things like that a couple times a month.
Thank you, Ellen, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. I appreciate you calling and letting me be part of your show.
Thank you, Ellen. We greatly appreciate you.
Last night I was leafleting out at Whole Foods and for the turkeys, because they have thousands of dead turkeys there. And I wasn't protesting Whole Foods, although I do protest there and do disruptions, but, you know, I was just there to talk to people about the turkeys. And then the security came out with the manager, and he's like, you can't be out here. And I'm like, why not? And he says, well, people, you know, think you're offensive. And I'm like, so? I said, that being offensive isn't against the law. And he says, well, you have to get off my property. And I'm like, number one, it's not your property. And number two, I'm not leaving. You know?
Good for you.
I have a right to be here, and I have a right to tell the truth about the animals.
Yes, it's mind-boggling how so many people will say, well, that's offensive. It's like telling the truth is offensive. What's offensive is the action by non-vegans denying that when we're not vegan, we're causing this tremendous harm. And of course, I'm a student of deep veganism, so it's the harm that we cause every day, three times a day, by the global population becomes the energy of violence and harm and exploitation and rape culture and everything throughout societies, millennia after millennia. So if we really are concerned about stopping human violence, we need to stop it right here on our plates first.
Absolutely. I have a protest on Friday, too.
What's that one?
I'm going to be marching through a mall here in San Diego for Free Friday. And I'm going to be marching with a coffin and bloodied furs and disrupting the biggest shopping day here in San Diego. And it's a worldwide event, so it's happening all over the planet, which will be great.
And again, there's another example of rape in the human exploitation of other animals, that again, those vibrations end up being rape culture in human societies, as well as other forms of misogyny, because those poor animals who are enslaved and exploited for their fur, those females, whether they're being forcibly impregnated by human or being confined in a small cage with males, where animals in nature, the females choose who they will mate with. But when you force them to be in a small cage with males, they have no choice. So it's rape either way.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of fur here in San Diego, despite our temperature averages 70 degrees a year. We have an enormous amount of fur being sold at the mall in many, many stores. And then, of course, we have the Ugg store here. And no one ever thinks about the poor sheep that were skinned alive so people can wear boots.
We're listening to Ellen Erickson, a vegan feminist educator, animal rights activist. Ellen is joining us via Skype in San Diego, California. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org. Join us on Vegan Nation every Friday, 12:30 to 1 p.m. for music, news, and events about living the vegan lifestyle. Right here on WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org. This is Molly Narrow, host of Vegan Nation. Thanks for tuning in. Now we'll continue our conversation with Ellen Erickson.
And I used to think that, you know, as human beings, we all had a sense of compassion. But I think a lot of human beings just don't care. They really just don't care. It's really sad. I mean, at the racetrack, you know, they take little kids and, you know, they make it a big family event, like it's something fun to do. And they just don't understand the cruelty and the abuse that goes on in the horse racing industry. It's horrific. I had to listen to people at the protest yesterday, you know, with their comments about how they like eating horse meat and, you know, they're just horses, and it's ridiculous.
Well, thanks to you, Ellen. I do have hope and faith that these exploitation industries based on violence and misogyny will soon come to an end, thanks to activists like you.
I certainly hope so, and it's certainly worth doing this work for the animals, and it's got to change.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Marlene. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. That was Ellen Erickson, a vegan animal rights activist, joining us via Skype in San Diego, California. And now we're moving on to hear from another vegan feminist educator in Northern Virginia. This is Ren Steele.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? It's Marlene.
Hi, Molly. I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Ren, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to hearing your words of wisdom.
I think that every group who's ever been exploited by a dominant group has been excluded from their talk of justice. So, for instance, in the United States, when, you know, this country was talking about liberty and justice for all, they didn't really mean it. They found a reason to exclude women or to exclude black people. And I think that anyone who's talking about justice now needs to be aware of that and to think for themselves how the current day systems of exploitation might be coloring their viewpoint. In the recent Me Too campaign, I wasn't sure if I was going to post at all because I felt uncomfortable posting about the abuses I suffered, especially as a child. But then I realized it was important to post because someone had to include everyone who's not human because they can't speak for themselves. They can't do a post. And so I did a post including everyone who's not human, who is exploited by humans for any reason. And I talked about the sexual violence inherent in their exploitation. I did that post before I saw posts done by other vegans that focused on one species or one form of exploitation with a short quote. And then I saw one vegan who was condemning such posts. I was disappointed and angry to see vegans betraying everyone who's not human, first by limiting the issue to a single species or form of exploitation, and then worse, I saw some saying that those who are not human should not be included at all, that it should only be limited to female humans. And every species who's exploited by humans for any purpose is sexually violated. It is wrong to exclude them from Me Too or any social justice conversation. Not only should we not exclude anyone based on race, sex, gender, country, religion, etc., but we should not exclude anyone from justice conversations based on their species. Every victim of exploitation by humans is prevented from choosing who to be with and the nature of the relationship. The industries that exploit literally use devices they call rape racks. The pet trade industry, food industry, entertainment industry, clothing industry, vivisection industry, service industry, any industry that uses someone who is not human is raping them. Sometimes the sexual violence is to take their semen and use it to inseminate a female of their species. Sometimes the sexual violation comes in the process. For instance, going to slaughter, the workers who work in the slaughter plants will rape with pipes, with broomsticks. I don't know if they actually do the rape with their own bodies in slaughterhouses, but I have seen the pipes and the broomsticks. Orangutans are raped in Indonesia, kept as sexual slaves. These things are happening every day to every species in every form of exploitation. And just because you're not human, you shouldn't be excluded.
You're a genius, Ren, and you are a solutionary to solve the problem of sexual violence and all exploitation of everyone on this planet. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the work you're doing. This is a great topic that you're covering.
Thank you. And is there any other messages that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
If you're a vegan, please be holistic in your messaging. And if you're not vegan, remember the golden rule is to treat others as you would want to be treated. And that does shouldn't be limited to humans either.
Bravo. Thank you. Thank you, Ren.
Okay. That's a good work.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Ren Steele, a vegan feminist, animal rights activist, who joined us via Skype in Northern Virginia. You're listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. You're tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, community radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org, broadcasting out of Worcester, Massachusetts. And now we're moving on to another vegan feminist educator, Annie McMahon, who's joining us via Skype in Arizona.
Hello.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, this is Marlene.
Oh, hi, Marlene. Okay.
I'm greatly honored that you're joining us. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you. I'm just thinking we're just going to keep putting it out there. We have to keep, we can't let their ugly negativity get in the way of us moving forward. And that's how I'm seeing it. It's changing.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. I mean, I just went to the grocery store, and of course, that's always a letdown.
Oh, I know.
I just have to keep looking forward, though. That's all we can do. We just have to realize that we are on the cusp of this thing. And believe it or not, Trump is, he's just the tipping point thing. They had to have the worst possible scenario at the top tip us over to in the other direction. All I can do is think that this must be, that I must have been born in this time of the world to see this happen. And uniting our energies, this is the whole thing about Facebook. We're uniting all this energy toward this peaceful goal. And it's the natural science of energy to compound on itself. So it's going to keep happening. It's very, very difficult. We have to be the witnesses. We have to cry the tears because we're the only ones who get it. But we're the force. We are the force.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm just glad to do this, something like this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you.
I don't even know where there are slaughterhouses in Arizona, but I was thinking I want to do some witness bearing, you know, and that kind of thing. I mean, just like get it in people's faces, because I've been spending my whole life trying to figure out how this world got into the position that it's in, and now I'm finding that there are like minds all over the world are working for animals, and that's my goal right now. I'm semi-retired, I have more time, and I want to devote it to switching up the way it's always been.
Yes.
Which is the common expression that people use to justify horror.
Right.
Oh, we've always done it this way. Well, it's time to change.
Right, and what we're talking about is an entire paradigm shift.
Exactly. This is the shift. We are in the middle of it, and Donald Trump is simply the catalyst, because we had to get the worst possible thing. At the top, you go up one side of the mountain, and at the top is the thing, the epitome or the acme, and then you come down the other side. It's a smooth coast because we are coming into the age of peace and harmony, and we're the force, the united force that's doing it.
Yes, the vegan evolution revolution.
Yes, it's happening.
And now we'll be hearing from Annie as she's sharing her opinion piece.
Our goal as feminists is to return to the balance of life, of all life, as it should subsist on the planet. We hold the sacred energy in its highest light. It is this sacred feminine that is the unleashed power of liberation. Liberation for all. Veganism is simply the recognition of the achievement of humankind to come full circle and become our highest selves. As feminists, we are the protectors, those who do no harm. We nurture the innocent and lead them to discover their higher selves. We teach them to do no harm. As the animals are innocent, it is only logical thinking that instructs us to protect them, especially to do no harm. We have understood for quite some time now that we do not need to kill animals for food. Not only do we not need to eat them, our bodies are designed to eat as they do, to eat from the vegetable genus and not from our own animal genus. This particular concept has long been subverted by those who would subjugate us, along with the animals, by keeping us in our lowest nature, that of bloodlust. As long as we accept that suffering, violence, and death are the fuel for sustenance, we are deluded. It is this same delusion that has kept the sacred feminine from surfacing. It is why the world is in the state it's in. But the winds are shifting, and we are shining the light into all of the dark corners. The oppressors cannot operate when they are exposed. This is our quest, to illuminate that which has been kept from our view. We are in the process of creating the new reality, the reality that exalts the very qualities of being human that should have been revered for as long as we have existed.
Right on. Thank you, Annie. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you so much, Marlene.
That was Annie McMahon, a vegan feminist educator in Arizona. Annie joined us along with Ren Steele in Northern Virginia, as well as Ellen Erickson in San Diego, California. Ren is using a pseudonym, as many vegan activists, especially in the U.S. educational system, have been threatened with their jobs for speaking out, for being a vegan voice. Much thanks to our guests, Ren, Annie, and Ellen. for their powerful, noble, compassionate work, and a shout out to all the vegan activists worldwide. We're listening to an audio recording of piglets and their mother sows being violated. Vegan activists are there to bear witness.
For you and you, yeah, you know this.
Let's go out with Africa's song.
She.
With Velikete on drums.
I'd like to take this time to give a shout out to Remo Drums for making vegan drums.
Here's Sunta Africa.
She will embrace the cause and rally on the front line. She will accept the challenge of love against hate and still throw up the peace sign. She will. Oh yes, she will. Oh yes, she
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
As long as we accept that suffering, violence, and death are the fuel for sustenance, we are deluded. It is the same delusion that has kept the sacred feminine from servicing. It is why the world is in the state it's in. But the winds are shifting, and we are shining the light into all the dark corners. The oppressors cannot operate when they are exposed. That is our quest, to illuminate that which has been kept from our view. We are in the process of creating the new reality, the reality that exalts the very qualities of being human that should have been revered for as long as we have existed.
Freedom, freedom, freedom.
She's a girl who wants to be with her family. She feels joy just like you and I. So why do we deny her love and kindness? Why do we brutalize her? This must be madness. All she wants is freedom, freedom, freedom. She's crying out for freedom. For freedom, freedom, freedom.
We're listening to the Freedom Song by Direct Action Everywhere at their Open Rescue in Oakland, California, last month.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegan nation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.